8:33, nearly about half of the North Korean officials who had been based at the Inter-Korean Joint Liaison Office in Kaesong have now returned. So they all left on Friday. There'd been a lot of controversy over that decision in the first place, whether it was a response to the US Treasury's decision to slap Pyongyang with additional large-scale sanctions. But then, of course, President Donald Trump tweeted us all with an element of surprise that he'd ordered the withdrawal of those sanctions. And that's just so typical now of the way things seem to work in that administration that maybe we shouldn't be surprised anymore. Nevertheless, it has given us a lot to talk about, a lot for the local media to speculate about. Jamie Sung has been looking through that spectrum of views. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
So the 국민일보, are you going to start there?
Yes. 국민일보 said that we need to reconsider whether to trust North Korea now that it has broken the agreement made by the leaders of the two Koreas at the first inter-Korean summit last April. Referring to the withdrawal of the North Korean staff from the inter-Korean liaison office, of course, it added the efforts made by the Moon Jae-in administration to improve the inter-Korean relations could all be in vain if the North continues to act this way. The paper also mentioned the North has been criticizing the Washington-Seoul relations through its media outlets since the collapse of the Hanoi summit, and has also been urging South Korea to choose them over the U.S. The 국민일보 then criticized such move as an attempt to undermine South Korea's relations with the U.S., and said Seoul would only be playing to Pyongyang's tune if it hurriedly pushes for inter-Korean economic cooperation by trying to resume the Mount Kumgang tourism and the Kaesong industrial complex operations.
I guess the point is to try and agree on the same tune. What did the paper suggest the South Korean government does?
It said the government should make it clear to the North that Seoul could never give up sanctions or its cooperation with Washington unless the North takes substantive denuclearization measures. Because according to the paper, without denuclearization, the inter-Korean relations can never be truly improved. The paper advised the South Korean government to ignore harsh criticisms from Pyongyang and continue to engage with the U.S. It also called on North Korea to realize that pressuring Seoul will not get them the inter-Korean economic cooperation project they want, especially against the will of the U.S., and said that it should instead be coming up with better denuclearization plans and engage in dialogue with the two countries. The 국민일보 editorial lastly pointed out it was fortunate that Trump left the door to dialogue open by announcing not to impose additional sanctions on the North.
Yeah, Trump's almost coming out of this looking quite good, even though it looks like the left hand and the right hand are not in communication with the head when it comes to U.S. policies on a number of fronts.
That's true.
If he was being, though, the master thinker, perhaps you could say that he's playing the good cop to the Treasury's bad cop, that he used this as an opportunity to open up dialogue again. The Hungary certainly thinks, whatever the case, that Trump's order to withdraw sanctions may have a positive impact.
Yeah, the Hungary viewed his order as an attempt to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table, and also as a move to put a stop to his administration's efforts to further strengthen sanctions after the failed second summit with the North, like the left hand and the right hand. The paper said that Trump was showing his commitment to not letting the DPRK-US relations falter, though they may seem to have lost their momentum lately. It also suggested the statement made by White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders about Trump, about how he likes Kim Jong-un and doesn't think such sanctions would be necessary, would have great meaning to Pyongyang. The Hangyore viewed Trump's decision to withdraw the additional sanctions as timely, as a conflict has been intensifying between Pyongyang and Washington and between the two Koreas. For example, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton have been pressuring the North to agree to a big deal, demanding that North Korea destroy all of its weapons of mass destruction in exchange for sanctions relief. North Korea, of course, objected, as seen in when North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Choi Sun-hee said at a press conference that the U.S. was being, quote-unquote, gangster-like, and even mentioned the possibility of suspending their bilateral talks.
I guess, you know, in a way, being gangster-like is, I've been thinking about this, is just that's what negotiating is all about. The main problem of being a gangster is you're engaging in illegal activity, but the whole aspect of putting pressure on and trying to show as little of your hand as possible, make other people do what you want, that's another word for that is negotiating. What about the Hangyore's advice? Because it actually had some words for North Korea, didn't it?
Yeah, the Hangyore said Pyongyang should respond to the reconciliatory message sent by Trump and negotiate with the U.S. The paper did speculate that the North doesn't seem to want to suspend dialogue right away, but is likely thinking about its next move as it watches how the situation unfolds, as evident in senior North Korean official Kim Chang-sun's recent visit to Russia, where he reportedly prepared for Kim Jong-un's visit to Moscow. The paper, however, warned that resuming dialogue at a later time would be made more difficult as a current impasse persists, and it also said that even a small variable can cause unexpected results at a sensitive time like this.
We're almost out of time, but we've got to get another view here, and this is the conservative Joseon Ilbo, which is in a difficult position. Perhaps it's not going to praise anything the Moon Jae-in administration's doing right now, I guess, but it should be on a sympathetic leaning towards the U.S. That's not really the case in this particular instance.
No. The Joseon Ilbo was the only one of the four papers we're covering today to have a pessimistic view of Trump's decision to withdraw additional sanctions. It brought up Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. elections and noted its content and scope could deal a fatal blow to Trump's political career. It said one wrong move could put Trump's re-election campaign in jeopardy. So if there are any more provocations from Pyongyang at this point, the diplomatic achievement Trump has been touting, such as ending the North Korean nuclear threats, would amount to nothing.
Maybe it's time for those conservative protesters to stop waving the US flags and the Korean flags together. Although I'm biased in saying that because I just don't think national flags should be used in that way. Thank you very much, Jamie. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.